With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The phrase, thanks be to God, permeates Israeli social media accounts on this historic day, a day that has seen the release of all 20 living hostages captured by Hamas more than 2 years ago. The bodies of 28 deceased hostages are also to be released. Correspondent Andrew Stewart says President Trump, who brokered the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release, is in Israel now to address the country's parliament.
This marks the key exchange of the breakthrough ceasefire after 2 years of war. Palestinians await the release of hundreds of prisoners held by Israel. President Trump is traveling to the region, along with other leaders, to mark the U.S. proposed deal after 2 years of conflict. Meanwhile, a surge of humanitarian aid is expected in famine-stricken Gaza.
The hostages, very thin and fragile but able to walk, are being reunited with their loved ones before they're hospitalized for treatment and to begin that long road to recovery. As Russia steps up missile and drone attacks on Ukraine, President Trump is considering supplying Ukraine with U.S. long-range Tomahawk missiles. The president spoke by phone yesterday with his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, heard here through a BBC translator.
We see and hear that Russia is afraid that Americans may give us Tomahawks, which is a signal that such pressure may work for peace. We agreed with President Trump that our military teams would handle everything we discussed. This also includes energy and gas issues. We are counting on results.
Government shutdown, day 13, and as of now, no end in sight. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast being slammed by a nor'easter, bringing high winds and torrential rains. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 446 points higher. This is SRN News. Missouri will vote on abortion again.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 1,400 evangelical Christians from more than five dozen countries have wrapped up a week of events in Jerusalem to show their support for Israel. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem organized a march and other events in the city. Like other Christian Zionist groups, they see support for Israel as a moral and a theological obligation, especially as the country has found itself increasingly isolated. This is SRN News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez has been released from custody a week after a parking fight arrest and stabbing.
Sanchez faces a felony battery charge along with several misdemeanor charges for what prosecutors have said was a fight over parking. They say the 38-year-old Sanchez, smelling of alcohol, accosted 69-year-old Perry Toll on October 4th. In a lawsuit, Toll says Sanchez entered his truck blocking and shoving him, so he pepper sprayed Sanchez. Police say Toll pulled a knife after Sanchez advanced on him. Both ended up with injuries in the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
Spend no word on what led to yesterday morning's deadly mass shooting at a crowded bar on St. Helena Island, South Carolina. Four people killed, 20 others injured, with four of them hospitalized in critical condition. Apparently, at this point, there have been no arrests. More details, SRNNews.com.